From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The Justice Department is investigating whether several airlines colluded to limit the availability of passenger seats in order to keep airfares high. NPR's Brian Naylor has details.
The probe comes as the airlines have been making record profits, nearly $20 billion over the past 2 years, according to the Associated Press, which first reported the investigation. The airline industry has been steadily consolidating, with just four carriers controlling some 80% of the domestic market. Democratic Senator Charles Schumer of New York said it's hard to understand, with jet fuel prices dropping by 40% in the past year, why ticket prices haven't fallen. An industry group says it's confident the Justice Department will find that, quote, our members compete vigorously every day. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
Episcopalian church members have voted overwhelmingly to allow religious weddings for same-sex couples. The church embraced gay rights more than a decade ago and was the first to elect an openly gay bishop. Kentucky's governor, the state's attorney general, and county attorneys have instructed local clerks to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. But Karen Czar of member station WUKY reports that three county clerks are refusing to bend.
Since Friday's Supreme Court ruling allowing same-sex couples to marry in every state, Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis stopped issuing all marriage licenses.
I can't, in good conscience, because I know I will stand before God, issue or be a party to that.
Silver Hamlin, who supports same-sex marriage, joined dozens of protesters outside the county clerk's office.
If her religious views are so strong that it interferes with her government job, then she needs to step down and let somebody else do it.
At least two other public officials in Kentucky have refused to issue marriage licenses. The state's attorney general says they could face legal sanctions. For NPR News, I'm Karen Czar.
The U.S. Fifth District Court of Appeals is ordering federal judges in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas to wrap up similar cases to bring their states in line with last week's Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage. The United States and Cuba are opening embassies in Washington and Havana. While word of more relaxed relations with Cuba has many Americans eager to visit the island nation, some others are not so pleased. Agustin Gus Garcia of Miami is a Cuban-American.
Today is a day, a very sad day for us, okay? Why I say that? Because I watched an Afro-Cuban woman pregnant being beaten in the streets of Havana. If that had happened in Atlanta, if that had happened in Alabama, the president would be screaming bloody rights, civil rights.
President Obama wants Congress to lift a longtime trade embargo, but staunch Republican opposition makes that unlikely anytime in the near future. On Wall Street, stocks closed higher on better-than-expected U.S. economic data. The Dow gained 138 points. This is NPR News. A human rights group says the self-proclaimed Islamic State has killed more than 3,000 people in Syria in the past year. NPR's Allison Muse reports that the largest massacre was against other Muslims who rebelled against the group.
The killings ranged from firing squads to throwing people off of buildings. The Syrian Observatory says two-thirds of the victims are civilians. Last week, ISIS launched a surprise attack on the Turkish border town of Kobani, going house to house and slaughtering over 200 Kurdish civilians. ISIS makes inroads by providing services and brutal security. The group claims to be the protector of Sunni Muslims, but shows no mercy to its detractors, no matter their faith. The largest massacre was against a Sunni tribe that took up arms against ISIS in eastern Syria. Nearly 1,000 men were gunned down. The rest pledged allegiance or fled. Allison Muse, NPR News, Southern Turkey.
Authorities in Baltimore have arrested a suspect in the fire at a CVS pharmacy at the height of rioting in the city last April. Police authorities say 24-year-old Raymond Carter is accused of causing $1 million worth of damage. The violence in Baltimore erupted after a funeral of a man who died of injuries suffered in police custody. Authorities in Wenatchee, Washington, say that a wildfire that destroyed nearly 30 homes was likely human-caused, but they're not sure whether it was set by accident or on purpose. The Sleepy Hollow fire broke out Sunday, about 150 miles west of Seattle, and spread over 3,000 acres. It is now said to be almost 50% contained. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News in Washington. Support.